is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, back hour number two, 3 hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. We'll be joined by the sports mappers at the top of the hour. And then, of course, at 4 o'clock when the Blitz is here, Fred, AJ, and John will take you home till seven. And you don't have to do a thing. And both Sports Map 94.1 and ESPN 97.5 will have the simulcast of the Blitz. So that's always a good thing. Brother Bear was tweeting in that he got there late during the Blitz but didn't see me. Nick can verify. I was there for a couple of hours and finally went home. But I did have a sick child, and Lisa was doing Warriors work, hanging in there for me so that I could be there. But it was a blast. So that was verified.
And Brother Bear, we had a long conversation. Brother Bear's a good guy, man. He listens a lot. I never was able to put a face to the name, so... I was glad to be able to meet him.
I learned something.
What?
Okay.
So we had the discussion about is it true that Jewish folks go have Chinese food
right
on Christmas?
Right.
Eric Sandler actually wrote a whole article on SportsMap.
You don't know that? He did his top 10.
The 10 best Chinese food restaurants to celebrate a Jewish Christmas. I got to look it up.
Yeah. I mean, what's wrong with you?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, I mean, if you follow Culture Map on the regular, you'd know that Eric did that.
Bitch, don't act like you knew that.
First of all, I got your...
You don't act like you knew that.
Bitch, I knew it because I...
Look, anytime I do it, he's got to give me right back.
No doubt about it. It's right. I absolutely knew that.
Nuh-huh.
I'm shocked you didn't.
Mm-hmm.
Sandler's a man of the people, but when it comes down to food... He breaks it down like no other.
And I've heard that he's gone out the food critic at Houston Chronicle.
Oh, yeah, that was a big thing.
They went after each other?
They had like a Twitter
battle.
The
Blitz had him on because of it.
Yes. Recently, or was this a while back?
No,
this was a couple months ago.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
Yeah, the Blitz had him on to talk about it because it was such a big deal that I guess the Chronicle food editor or she
Oh, they he tweeted.
She
he
had it out
guys.
For him.
Huh?
He mentioned you guys on Twitter, and he tweeted out the link.
Oh, nice. Good. I can just retweet that. That'll be much easier.
There you go.
Hey, Eric Graham just sent us a Twitter picture and said, hey, I don't know about y'all's in-laws, but my sister-in-law is on point. He got the Concords from a sis-in-law.
Wow.
Yeah, my sister-in-law did nothing of the sort.
My sister wouldn't even do that.
Yeah, I got nothing like that, so.
Yeah, don't get me started on my sister.
Hmm?
It's the holiday season. Don't get me started.
Be nice.
Yeah, so we've got scenarios to get to. You
okay.
mentioned that we were going to get to those.
Yes. So let's start with your Houston Texans. The scenarios that they have. Houston clinches the AFC South title and home field advantage throughout the playoffs with a Houston win plus a New England loss or tie mm-hmm. plus a KC loss plus a Chargers loss.
So essentially they're not getting that.
I mean...
Because the Patriots are playing the Jets.
It's a division game.
Okay. You go ahead. You go ahead and believe that. And let me ask you to put money on that.
That is a scenario. Yes. Hey, maybe the Patriots know they're in. They rest. Because then they're like, well, you know what? Even if we lose, no way KC and the Chargers lose, right? And then they're thinking, you know what? Even if we lose, KC's like, even if we lose, no way New England and the Chargers lose. And the Chargers are like, even if we lose, no way KC and New England loses. They're playing the Jets. You don't know. It could happen, Joel.
Now, are you guys convinced that the Texans are going to beat the Jags?
Yes.
So is it a good
thing? Did you just not see the tweet that came out?
I was going to say, is it a good thing or a bad thing that Bortles has been named the starter this week?
It's a fantastic thing. It is a fantastic thing.
Kessler wasn't great either.
Neither one of them are. But if you got benched for Kessler, you're garbage as a quarterback.
But this is a big game, Barry. You know,
for who?
You know that Bortles has stepped up big in big games like he did in the
This is not
AFC
a big game for that organization. You know what
kidding.
This does? I know, but you know what this does? It runs their draft position. You think they want to go out and win at this point?
Boy, can you imagine that he can put that on his resume too?
Cost him a slot in the draft.
You cost us a draft slot. You cost us a season. You cost us came back and took all that
Let's
money.
Let's see where they sit right now. Just in the
they're awful.
They're 14th in the AFC.
They're 4-10, right?
They're 5-10.
Or 5-10, yeah.
If they lose, they move to 5-11. If the Jets happen to, by some miracle, win, or the Raiders, they would both move to 5-11, or one of them would. So you could potentially be moving up in the draft. Also, you've got 3 5-10 teams in the Giants, the Bucks, and the Lions. A couple of those might win and move up. That means you're going to get a better draft spot. There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 teams at 5-10. Five teams now at 5-10, which means those five teams in the draft, you know, they're...
Yeah, well, that's what I'm saying. And for the Jets, they're loving it because they don't need a quarterback.
Nope.
The Giants need a quarterback. The Jags need a quarterback.
The Bills are 5-10. The Jags are 5-10. The Giants 5-10. The Bucks 5-10. And the Lions 5-10. So a couple of those teams do need quarterbacks. A couple of them probably should be considering getting a quarterback. Listen, if you're 5-10, chances are you're not getting good quarterback play.
Well, but okay, so what if you're Buffalo?
There's literally only one.
What if you're Buffalo and you have Allen, which you just drafted, and you know he's got potential?
You're not getting another quarterback.
Right, that's my point.
Yeah, Buffalo's not, but the Jags need a quarterback. The Bucks should definitely be considering it, the way they've bounced back and forth this year between the intelligent Viking and crab legs. I forget his name.
What did you just go with, Viking and crab legs?
The intelligent Viking.
Oh. You're talking about Kirk Cousins?
No.
Oh, the Viking? You said Viking.
Yeah, he looks like a Viking.
Jameis Winston. Oh, Ryan Fitzpatrick.
Yes, and Jameis Winston. Yeah. But the Giants definitely need to get a quarterback.
Yeah.
The Bucs should consider it. The Lions, I don't know. What do you do with Stafford at this point?
Now, here's an interesting thing, because I found this article where NFL execs were polled about 10 bold predictions for next season. And number one on the list was that the Detroit Lions will trade Matthew Stafford.
Okay.
So you think that's a possibility?
I could see it, because what do you do at this point? Do you want to invest? Do you feel like you're close to a Super Bowl? If you're not, who are you helping in that situation? Are you helping your organization? And are you helping him if you're just in there floundering?
Because the rumor is that Matt Patricia and his offensive coordinator, who have New England ties, spent a whole bunch of time in the room, or the general manager and Patricia too, and basically said they want a guy that's closer to Brady, the way he preps, the way he gets ready for games, the skill sets. They don't think Stafford has that. I think Stafford can be an above average quarterback in this league. I really believe that.
Okay.
If he has a team around him. So if Stafford is traded, that could make everything a lot more interesting. Because here was some of the predictions. Eli Manning will return to the Giants.
I could see that.
I think so too. And I think he hasn't played bad the second half of the season. Kyler Murray will be in an NFL training camp.
No.
I could see that, but as a quarterback, I just think the position demands too much for him to be able to pull off both, like Bo Jackson or Deion Sanders or guys that have played both sports at the same time. So that'll be interesting. Gronkowski will retire. Absolutely could see that. Dinged up again.
Yeah, I think that they're going to be in for a disappointing season. I think that the Patriots probably get bounced in the playoffs.
This year?
Yeah. Okay. I don't think they're making it to the AFC title game. So I think that would be considered a disappointment for him and for Brady. I could see them making a pact to pinky swear to come back and do it one more time.
So some of these, you know, we'll just skip right over, but the NFL will have an agreement with a major gambling entity. So what? So will everybody else?
I could see that.
Jim Caldwell will be an NFL head coach again. Okay. The NFL will change rules governing punt returns in an effort to further reduce injuries and penalties. I hope not.
Well, they say it again?
Like with kickoffs. Now they're going to focus on changing the rules on punts.
Oh, my God.
I hope not.
And just for the record, I mean, you mentioned it briefly. I'm with you. I hope not. Because, like, that penalty that Clowney got for roughing the passer, yeah. Get out of town.
That was awful. He didn't land on him.
Sissy-ass NFL. Like, this is just, it's ridiculous.
The only thing that
was just a tackle.
Right, and the only thing that people, that they could try and call was the fact that he lowered the crown of the helmet, but he didn't, like, lower it with force and everything like that. It just got stuck in the middle of his abdomen while he was tackling the guy.
And who cares if he lowered his helmet? They didn't hit him helmet to helmet. Hit him in the chest.
And the big thing was he didn't land on him, because that was the other point of emphasis. So, yeah. All right, and here are the other ones.
If you don't want to get hit in the chest, don't play football. Don't be a quarterback.
You don't want to get hit. Don't be a quarterback. Because they protect them already too much.
Go be a long snapper. No, you get hit there. Go be a holder.
All right, so before we go to break, here's the rest of the list. Joe Flacco will be a starting quarterback week one, but not for the Baltimore Ravens. I agree with that.
Yeah, I can see that.
here's one that shocked me a little bit. The Arizona Cardinals will have the first overall pick and trade it. See, I don't think that's going to happen.
It depends. Do they think that they're...
Is there defense. Yeah, they have a quarterback.
Yeah. Do they? Well, are they sold on that quarterback? Do they believe in
him? I think they
him?
Are. I really do. But I think that because they need defense, and we've already highlighted on this show that like 21 of the first 30 picks in the draft are scheduled to be defensive players this year, I think they could get a really good defensive player to help them on that side of the ball.
I mean, you also probably need somebody to replace Larry Fitzgerald at some point if you believe in Rosen.
True.
If you believe in Rosen, don't you want to get him a weapon?
Yeah, and
not that you're going to take the first pick in the draft with it, but
right, because I was going to say Larry still playing. If he came back next year, no one would be upset because he's playing still at a pretty good level.
But as much as they need, I could see them trading down and getting a couple of picks.
Did you hear that? After 1 year, they're going to probably fire their coach again.
Well,
all right, and then the final one: the Patriots will select a quarterback in the first two rounds, not just the first round. In the first two rounds.
I don't either.
And by the way, if you missed it, the news came out of Oregon today that Herbert, the quarterback, is going to stay at Oregon for another year.
Okay.
So that'll change the draft positioning of people. All right, before we get to the break, I do want to tell you about the Rockets. Rockets, again, won yesterday. They've been playing good basketball. I think it's 7 of 8 now. But if you got plans for New Year's Eve or you're looking for something to do on New Year's Eve and you want the early start so that you can do something cool with the family and then get out and do your thing, hey, the Rockets New Year's Eve family special is available. It's the Rockets and the Grizzlies, 4 tickets, 4 hot dogs, 4 sodas, 4 post-game free throw passes where you get to shoot a free throw on the court, starting as low as $89. Just $89 to take the whole family to a Rockets game. Come on, man. That is a great deal. Safe, fun, early start time. Get the kids to the game. Have a great time. Get them home. Be safe. It's the way to go. Go to Rockets.com or you can call 713-627-DUNK and get that package while it's still available. And with All-Star Weekend right around the corner, the Rockets are going to need your help. Rockets All-Star Voting is presented by Ant Pool. It's underway. So you can go to Rockets.com on the daily ballot and vote for James Harden, who is playing like an MVP once again. And you can vote on your mobile phone, NBA app, or on NBA.com. So vote for Harden as the voting gets going. But more importantly, if you want to take the family to a game, New Year's Eve, that great family special is available for as low as $89. 713-627-DUNK, Rockets.com.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
You want to read the text line right now?
Oh, yeah, they were just all the Aggie, Cowboy fans are like, Jesus.
Yeah. What? So don't get mad at me when I criticize you guys.
They're all of the, like, Aggie Tammy's like, damn, my fellow Cowboy fans are making us look dumb today. Lay off the eggnog, y'all.
Hey, okay. So normally I just happen to click on this, and I see this text. Foles didn't throw the flag, the referee did. Stop blaming the quarterbacks. Total bitch move. Now, total bitch move is texting without any identification to try and take a shot at us when you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground. So just slow your roll.
I mean, who said it was Foles' fault?
Right. No one.
No one was blaming Foles. No one was attacking Foles.
We're talking about the league and calling it the right way.
The NFL is soft if that's a penalty.
But good text, Grinchy. Keep up with your holiday week. Have a good one. Idiot. There. I don't have to wait till January 1 to get that out of the way.
Chris Householder said, yay, finally getting shirts, right?
A lot of people did. Donna said she wanted to be first in line for the shirts. So, yeah, we're trying to figure out what they're going to look like.
By the way, shout out to my guy Marvin Pearson, right. Our new listener from Philly. He said he's out of the hospital. He's doing better. So,
fantastic.
Glad to hear that. Yeah, and he had hit me up and was like, man, that Philly game was wild, wasn't it? I was like, damn Philly fan. But it was a good game. It was a fun watch. And I don't care. It sucks if you're a Texans fan because you don't want to lose that game, but it really was a good football game.
It was an enjoyable football game. You're absolutely right. No question about it.
How concerned are you in the playoffs for this team because of injury?
We didn't get to that yet. You're right. We need to. The injury thing, when I saw Demaryius Thomas go down, it just that's when it really hit me. Like
Broke
they've
my
been
heart,
able
man.
To overcome so many things. But we were talking about how week in, week out, he was getting to be more of the offensive game plan. He was stepping up when he needed to. That, you know, for the playoffs, it was going to be big, taking heat off of Hopkins. I think it's crushing. I think it really hurts them a lot, especially because they're still trying to get the running game back, and they're hoping Miller's going to be healthy. But overall, that was the injury that finally did it for me, where I went, oh, man, this is going to be a huge problem come playoff time.
Well, you got to worry Lamar Miller and his ankle. Yep. You have to worry about that. You've got to worry about the fact that, I mean, you're so thin at wide receiver. And I driving in, I heard Cody and Nick talking about the fact that, you know, you may have to go out and sign Sammy Coates. You know what won't surprise me? And this, call me crazy, but they have three receivers, they have three tight ends that I think they trust a little bit throwing the football to. Watson, you know, he's proven he'll go to these guys. It won't surprise me if you end up seeing a couple of two tight end sets maybe. You need Kiki QT to get healthy quickly. Boy, do you need that dude to get healthy.
And that's a big ask because he hasn't been healthy all year.
Yeah, but now's the time, but he's still out. I mean, you've got, you know, Kareem Jackson has been banged up. J.J. left but came back, but he's banged up. The concern is you're thin now at the corner position and you're thin at receiver. And yeah, you like to run the ball and you can stop the run, but damn, if you got to get into a shootout, this has all the makings of an uh-oh, like a blowout.
Yep.
Because this team, it reminds me, I saw this when I was watching the Chiefs, I thought about this. I don't believe in the Chiefs in the playoffs, and for one simple reason. If they get behind, that defense can't get a stop. They just cannot get a stop, it seems like. So that's a team that once they start playing other good offenses, and those offenses also have a defense to back them up, that's not the Chiefs. And the Chiefs just have to outscore you. It's like, you know, it's like a pickup game. First one to 15 wins. It's just going back and forth. I would be concerned for the Chiefs, just like I'm concerned for the Texans, because the Texans cannot get behind in a game, period. They cannot outscore their opponents. They're going to have to win, you know, 10-6.
Yeah, and I think you and I talked about when the Texans are at their best, when you give them the best chance to succeed, they have to have a running game. And if Miller's not healthy, I just don't see how they're going to have a running game. Because for the most part, Blue has had a couple of moments here or there, but he is what we always thought he was going to be. And that is a special teams player that can maybe get you a couple yards of carry in and out periodically. Foreman has proven that he's just not there yet. And he looked like he was...
Yeah, he's just slow, but yeah, you expect that.
Yeah, absolutely. That. Yeah, and I was going to say...
I mean, that was his first preseason game,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, so you know what? You can't expect too much too soon with the fact that this is the playoffs coming around. You can't rely on him. So because of that, you really need a healthy Miller, and if you don't have it, then you don't have balance, and you set yourself up for defenses to tee off. So it's going to be interesting to see how it all plays out, but man, that Thomas injury really got to me because I was like, man... Here's a veteran on the other side that knows what to do and how to do it. Could really help bail out Watson. We've seen that
help alleviate some of the pressure off Hopkins.
I was going to say we've seen that the quick out pass to him with blockers in front like a screen has worked for 18, 20 yards at a chunk when they just give him the ball and put him at least one blocker in front of him, and now that's gone. So that hurts a lot.
Well, look, if Lamar Miller can get 25 catches. And then DeAndre Hopkins
can get at least 21 carries.
What y'all think?
Y'all go. We got you take it right.
Thoughts and prayers.
My God, that was such a weird ass call. Yeah, I mean, you know, you've got Tom. I honestly think you could see some combination of Jordan Akins or Jordan Thomas. Maybe put him in a slot. I don't know.
Well, you don't want to see Joe Webb because we've seen that looked like a fish out of water.
I mean, but if QT can get healthy, I don't think you. I mean, it's so late in the game, man.
Well, you mentioned it. People are already were hitting me up, going like, "Who's out there?" At this point, you have to go to Sammy Coates because at least he knows the system.
Nobody
and the playbook.
Going to help you. Yeah. I mean, no. There is no other. Adding a name late in the game. At this point, it's literally you hope and pray that someone's dumb enough to think that decoy is legit.
Yeah.
That's all it is at this point. You're getting a decoy. You're getting a guy that, hey, man, just go out and run a button
and
hook.
And D coordinators aren't going to fall for that because they know where their bread's buttered.
No.
They know what they're dealing with.
Good luck, DeAndre Hopkins, with your triple team.
And
good luck with that.
And he has been spectacular, but it's going to get even tougher because of the fact that you lost Thomas.
Here's the thing, man. They're thin. They're thin at corner. They're thin at receiver. And remember now, this is the last couple of games you've also heard the Texans and the broadcast team talk about the fact that they've had the offensive line's gotten banged up. They're like, well, they don't have anybody left. They only came in with seven offensive linemen, and if they lose one or two, This team is really thin.
And you missed one we were talking about.
And some
and
of
they're thin at running back.
Yeah. Yeah.
So there's a lot where they're not exactly getting healthy at the right time.
If this team was full strength, I would be supremely confident in the Texans going into the playoffs and winning a game or two. Mm-hmm. I really would. As is, they got to play the Colts right now. If the playoffs started tomorrow, they're playing the Colts. Even at home, I don't know, man. I don't know if this team as banged up as they are could beat the Colts at home.
I would agree with you.
Scary.
All right, so we're at the halfway point. So we've got 90 in the books. 90 still to go, the big show. Stay tuned. Second half is next. And if there's something you want to get off your chest that you've had on your mind, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Second half is next. Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
Hello! To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN.
Dial the phone.
Looking to outsource your company's HR and payroll? Get the top initiative and smart solutions with HRP.net.
I see your death.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
In the books, 90 still to go. It's the big show. It's the Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. As we were kicking around some football, and Barry, we have to finish off the scenarios of...
Scenario or scenario? Which one are you?
Here we go.
Which one are you?
Trey, when you're done imaging out there and you've got something to do, I'm sure you'll tell us if it's scenario or scenario.
What? Why would he tell us?
Because he's an a-hole that likes to be critical of everything we do on this show.
I was literally just asking, is it scenario? No,
not intern Trey.
Oh.
No, this is a real a-hole.
Oh. Yeah. I was just asking, are you a scenario guy or a scenario guy?
I think it depends on how I'm feeling.
Okay.
If I'm feeling fancy, I'll go scenario.
Okay, I'm with you.
Yeah. Otherwise, it's just, let's talk about the scenario.
If I'm trying to sound smart, I'll say scenario. If I don't care, I'll say scenario. Huh? Okay, so we talked a little bit about the Texans' options. Well, we mentioned one of them, and I'll repeat it. AFC South Division title and home field advantage throughout the playoffs if the Texans win, and New England, KC, and the Chargers all lose.
Okay.
So that ain't going to happen.
Right.
Houston clinches the AFC South Division title in a first round bye with a win and a New England loss or tie, a win and a KC loss plus a Chargers loss. So that scenario's out. A tie plus a New England loss, or Indy and Tennessee tie and New England loses and Baltimore wins. There's a lot of ands going on in these scenarios.
I just think, and the one is, the one that's just not going to happen, the ties. If your team is waiting on a tie, you're done.
Yeah. So the last one says Houston clinches the AFC South with a Houston win or tie, or Indy and Tennessee tie.
Not happening.
Basically, they have to win this
game. To win the division.
To win the division.
Right.
To win the division and play at home in the first round.
Or they're a six seed.
Or they're going on the road.
Yeah.
So, we'll see.
And do you want to go to a bad weather city? Do you want to go to, I mean, it depends on where they would end up. But, you know, it looks like if Baltimore's a main way to get in, they're going to win the division.
Yep, Baltimore, right as it stands right now, Chiefs, Patriots, Texans, Ravens are your division winners, 1 through 4 in those order as far as seeds go. Chargers are the 5th seed. Right now, the Colts are the 6th seed, obviously. There's something to be that's going to be mm-hmm. settled. Pittsburgh needs so much help that I don't think that they're going to get it. So the question is going to become who's going to win this division and get the third or fourth seed, and who's going to end up being the sixth seed in the wild card. Somebody said on the text line, "Well, Barry, you said the Pats would get bounced in the divisional round. So if it's the Texans, Pats in the divisional round." In New England, do you have the Texans winning? Well, I would answer your scenario if that was realistic. But the fact of the matter is, the Patriots right now are the 2 seed. Even if the Texans are the 3 seed, I think that they would lose to the Colts. If they're the 6 seed, guess who they would play? The Colts. Guess what? I think they lose to the Colts in the first round, if that's how it shakes out. Or even if they have to play the Chargers. They probably lose to the Chargers in the first round. So I don't think this team, as thin it is at full strength, I think the Texans go and beat the Colts no matter where it's played in the playoffs. I do. I believe that. And then we can talk about would they beat the Patriots in the second round or whatever. As it stands right now, though, the Texans look like that they're going to be playing the Colts. So I don't think they're beating the Colts.
Yeah, I mean, look, the thing is as you mentioned, the biggest thing is just how healthy is this team going to be? Because the fact of the matter is, when you look at the Colts and the Titans, Colts are going to win that game. I mean,
that's what I say, yeah.
Mariota looks like he's doubtful at best. He wants to try and play, but he said the stinger was so bad he lost feeling all the way down his arm, his side, everything like that. He's been injured all year long. I mean, who are you going to take? Gabbert against Andrew Luck in a game that means getting in and win, possibly winning the division? I'll take Indianapolis and Luck every time.
Yeah. I mean, whoever wins that game is in. That's the bottom line. They're in the playoffs, and then you can talk about divisions and what help they would need. If Houston loses, then, you know, both teams would win the division, whoever wins that game. So.
I hate saying this, but I'm going to say it. Would it not be just so Texan
to lose
to the Jags?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And three in a row down the stretch, right?
Yeah. So you start with three losses, and you finish with potentially losing three.
Yeah.
And you go from being the talk of the town and the turnaround and the first time since 98.
No, I'm sorry. They beat the Jets. It'd be the three of their last four. Yeah. They beat the Jets.
But
three of their
regardless,
last four.
Regardless, then you just fall flat on your face, and then people are just going to forget everything that you did when you won nine in a row.
Because they lost three of their first four, if you really want to look at it. They lost three in a row and then beat the Colts. So three of their, and then they would lose three of their last four. Yeah. And then there's that whole win streak in the middle.
Yeah,
very Texans-like if they go out and lose to the Jags.
No doubt about it.
I don't anticipate that happening. I don't. This is a bad Jags football team, and I think the Texans, they realize what's at stake here. I mean, you definitely, even though you know you're probably going to be playing the winner of the Colts Titans, and it's looking like it's going to be the Colts, you still want to play that game at home. You don't want to be the wild card in that scenario. So there's a lot at stake. And look, we can talk about how thin they are, but they got their stars on both sides of the ball still. They've got J.J. Watt, they've got Jadeveon Clowney, and they've got Deshaun Watson and DeAndre Hopkins. That doesn't mean – so, I mean, it's they're thin. They're thin everywhere else, but they still have their superstars.
Yeah, the big thing to me is the running game.
Well
– if Miller is healthy, I feel a lot better.
I mean, they weren't even running the ball when he was healthy, though. Think about it.
Which we don't know how dinged up he was before it really got bad.
Yeah, that's true.
And by the way, never have news people try to do sports. I found that out on TV. Because
oh, yeah?
The other day when they were talking about the fact that Foreman was going to play, They were just reading on the teleprompter, obviously, and had not done any homework, and they called him Daytona.
Oh, no.
They're like, and look for, with Miller out, the emergence of Daytona Foreman to step up. And I'm like,
oh, I love Daytona.
Wait a minute. The Daytona 500. What am I missing? They added a race, or they added a player I didn't know about?
Listen, if Daytona Foreman can get 25 catches.
Yeah. And don't forget the fact that if D-Hop gets 21 carries.
Yeah. It's on and popping.
That is a scenario. That is a scenario right there for success. I noticed, by the way, when you responded to the salty text that used scenario. So yeah. You were looking smart.
Yeah, thank you. That's good. I'm glad you picked up on that.
Yeah, absolutely.
NASCAR Johnny said, hey, man, I'm excited about these shirts. They need to be the cover of the Usual Suspects movie with y'all in the lineup. That's exactly what we're
aiming
for.
Exactly what we've talked about.
Yep. Yes.
Yep. So we would like to see that. So if that is the case, that would be fantastic. So we'll see what they come up with, and if they even consult us in the process. That would be wonderful if they did. I do want to throw out, before we go too much further on, congratulations to North Shore High School. I don't know. I know the replay has been shown over and over again, but I was actually watching it live. But to have, and everybody talks about how great Texas high school football is, but to have the biggest game on the biggest stage of Texas high school football finish the way it did with North Shore and Duncanville and all the talent on the field. And if you missed it, North Shore kind of they looked like they were in charge the entire game. And all of a sudden at the end, it looked like they were going to just crap the bed and give it away. And on the very last play in regulation, the Hail Mary worked, and North Shore won it at the buzzer, and it was fantastic.
Crazy.
Yeah, so props to them. I know that it was like SportsCenter's top plays. Everybody's been talking about it. But just a fantastic finish to the high school football season, and the hats off to North Shore on a great win.
Before we go to break, tweets are starting to trickle in, and I just Googled it, and it is a fact. So when we were on air, the First Responders Bowl was being played.
Okay.
And Boise State, Boston College, 5:08 remaining in the first quarter, canceled the bowl game.
Why?
It was ruled a no contest after 10 minutes of play.
Why?
Lightning.
Oh.
A lightning strike within 8 miles of the Cotton Bowl, the game site, caused the bowl to go into a 30-minute delay. That delay extended with each successive lightning strike, and the teams and bowl reps eventually decided to just not play.
So all 27 people went home.
How pissed are you, though? No, it's a great point. How pissed are you if you came from Idaho
to support Boise State?
You might. So there's some people that were like, hey, look, I can afford the ticket. We're going to stay at the Motel 4. We can't afford the Motel 6. We'll stay at the Motel 4.
Depends on if they had their Thrive Plus. Because if they did, they were looking forward to the game. If they didn't, they're like,
but
good,
man,
let's just
you
get
think
home
about
early.
That. They drove from Idaho, stayed in a cheap-ass motel just to see the game, and then they canceled it 10 minutes in. And now what? Now you're stuck here? You can't even. You got nothing to do. Oh, I'd be pissed.
Know, it's a beautiful, clean city, Barry. Tell
it
me.
Is a clean city. See? You came from. You came all the way from Boston?
No one's that dumb. Unless you, well, parents of the kids.
Are you kidding me?
Boston College.
When I hosted the Texas Bowl party with Minnesota and I want to say it was Syracuse. I don't remember who the hell it was. There were a ton of fans here. Sure. Out of towners. Because I was like, y'all live here, right? They were like, nah, we drove in for this. What?
Wow.
Ooh, how pissed would you be if you drove from Idaho or Boston for 10 minutes of football and they canceled it?
Depends on how good the parties were leading
up. And not
up.
Because they didn't want to wait. They were just like, well, exactly because they didn't want to wait, but not because they didn't wait it out. They were just like, yeah, we're not going to play. We've been sitting around too long. We'll just go home. Do we get our money? That's the next question.
Yeah,
do they get their money?
Schools are going to make sure they get paid. No doubt about it. All right. We're going to make sure we do by taking care of some bills here on The Usual Suspects. We're going to bounce back with a whole lot more. If you want to join the show, 713-780-3776. Call, text, hit us up on Twitter. Back with more in just mere minutes. It's The Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5.
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 98.7.
Wait, what?
I said 98.7. That's my show.
Let's try this one more time, okay?
My name is Stephen A. Smith, and you're listening to 97.5 FM.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, keep your feet on the ground. Keep reaching for the stars.
Why?
It's the last segment of hour number two of The Usual Suspects as we continue to roll on. The First Responders Bowl.
No, please don't.
Was canceled. Just as don't. A
He's gonna
follow
do
up
it.
To last segment. No, I'm not.
Just do it. I want you to do it.
No.
I can't with Nick.
No, because people don't get the bit that
no,
I
do it.
The dad
don't
jokes.
Do it. No. I mean, look, let's be clear what a bit is. A bit is something that's made up. You are dad jokes through and through. You're not pretending to do dad jokes.
That's not true.
You're not. Now, if you want to say that you pour it on a little thicker than normal sometimes, yes, but.
See, you always have such a negative light towards me. It's just so mean-spirited all the time. I just
mean,
take it.
There's nothing wrong with dad jokes.
Bitch. See, I just did that for him right there, too.
Oh, my goodness. But I want you to do it.
No, do it. No.
Didn't you ask me about first responders?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
Their first response to the First Responders Bowl from First Responders?
No, it wasn't like that, but it's fine.
Well, how'd it go? I messed it up.
I don't
you
remember.
Should do your...
I'm suffering temporary amnesia. I don't remember.
Oh, my God. On my way back to a warehouse, and I've seen 5 accidents and 1 rollover. Be safe, suspects. Damn. Yeah, y'all be careful out there. Is it raining?
It's supposed to. The weather is supposed to turn. I don't know if it is yet in this area.
They've blocked the windows.
But it is supposed
here.
To get
yeah,
nasty.
It's raining.
Oh,
yeah.
Is it?
I just noticed. I didn't even see it.
I got to go get fitted for the tux. This is not good.
I thought you already got measured
I got
for
measured,
it?
No. And now they got to pin it up and do the I guess sew it all up and everything, but I think I'm going to do it tomorrow.
Can I get in touch with the person with the pins?
Ow!
Yeah.
Ow! What are you doing?
Barry, let me check your inseam one more time. Bam!
By the way, big fan of the show. Really? No, just Joel. Ow! What? That would suck.
Yeah. Take that to your dad joke. So, I guess we can get into it a little bit. We just touched on it at the start of the show, but the Rockets get another win.
Yep.
Nick, you were there. Big win again. I think it's 7 of the last 8 now that they've put together. They're starting to roll. Biggest questions for me, and you and I talked about this last week, it really surprises me that more teams are not going to double team James Harden. Because right now, especially with Chris Paul out, why wouldn't you? I mean, why wouldn't you take your chances with anybody not named James Harden scoring points? Because if you look at his last 7 to 10 games, the numbers are just out of this world. I mean, he is their whole team right now for the most part. If you stop James or slow James Harden down, I don't think you can stop him. You can stop this team, but no one seems to be catching on to that drift.
Well, I think the question becomes how scared are you? How scared are you of the rest of the shooters on this team? That because that answers the question. If you're worried that PJ Tucker in the corner can beat you, then you're going to put a man on him. So if you're going to double team James, then obviously somebody's going to be open. Are you worried? Is it going to be Capella on the pick and roll? Is it going to be PJ Tucker in the corner? Is it going to be Eric Gordon? So when you take those three other options, one of those guys is probably going to be open, unless you're not guarding the fifth person on the floor, who at times is going to be what, House or whoever. Right. So I think you just it becomes, are they worried about these other folks that are going to beat them? I'm with you, but you're not. And so if you keep him to 35 or 30, is that a victory?
It can be. It can be a victory for your team overall. I mean, you could get a win simply because he's been toting so much of the load. When you're talking about 35 to 40 plus, you talk about all the numbers he's putting up, and you look at it and go, God, I mean, as someone that's scheming, as one of the assistant coaches scheming and in charge of the defense, like say if Bezdelic was scheming for another team, every assistant coach in charge of the defense should be watching Houston going, get him away from the center of the floor where he's not in the open floor, and put two guys on him and try and rotate your best on the other guys, but say, hey, we'll live. Because House, as you mentioned, House has been up and down. He's a streaky three-point shooter.
Yeah.
So, I mean, am I wrong, Nick?
Well, I mean, they have trapped Harden before, and you're right. If some of those shooters are not hitting shots, it's
smart.
It's not a bad idea. They've trapped Harden before, and it's worked. And there's been times where they don't trap Harden, and they still lose. So it really depends on all the players. You know, Eric Gordon being in the starting lineup makes it a little bit more difficult, I feel like, because now you have PJ Tucker. Now you have Chris Paul, who's been shooting a lot more threes. So you have three and then you have Eric Gordon.
But you don't have Paul right now.
Right, right. I'm talking, going into that injury, that you had three options to go to. Now, you know, they're going to have to depend on someone else. Like Austin Rivers might be that guy. You've got Eric Gordon. You've got PJ Tucker. It just kind of depends. But sometimes trapping Harden will work. Sometimes it won't. It really just depends on the game.
And I'm not even saying trapping him. I'm just saying
throw
the double team on him. The minute he gets there, yeah, whether it be on when that high screen comes and you double him and push him out, or just at a certain point when they cross midcourt, throw two guys at him and say, go beat us some other way.
How long until Austin Rivers is starting while Chris Paul is out? Because
I think it's pretty soon.
Yeah.
Depending on the severity of Paul's injury.
Now,
I'm with that.
Okay, and my next question becomes, what the hell's wrong with Brandon Knight then?
I just think they're done with him.
We saw what our boy Kelly Eco tweeted out.
I didn't see it.
He said that he thinks...
I don't follow him on Twitter.
The Brandon Knight...
Not worth it.
Ouch.
I love Kelly. He's my dude.
The Brandon Knight experiment may be over. I thought he wasn't doing a good job of securing his roster spot. I just didn't think that they were giving up on him. Maybe he knows something I don't know. All I know is I was speaking to Stephen Fusaro, who is with ESPN. Mm-hmm. Very first assignment he's ever had in his life was Brandon Knight. And he was telling me that knee injury, it basically tore up everything in his knee. And it was a year and a half before he could really come back. And I don't know if you want to take that chance and spend, what was it, $14 or $15 million left on that contract, Joel?
That's for this year. I think he's got another one next year as well.
I think so. I think you're right. I think it's another $15 on the next year as well.
Let's just
Google that. And so I don't know. I mean, if he doesn't start hitting shots, and seems like he's a guy that can fit in the system with a pretty fluid manner. I don't know. His days might be numbered.
Nick, you hit it. I think what we don't know is what they know. And that is when the scrimmages are happening, when the practices are happening, you have to be able to knock down shots. And if he can't get back to the Brandon Knight pre-injury and he can't do what needs to be done to fit into this system and this team, then you're useless.
So he's a 35.5% career three-point shooter.
That's what I'm saying. So if you can get back to that level, you fit right in. But if you've shown in practice and whatever you can't, then your contract is very advantageous to be moved. But the problem is, because it's got a year left, no teams are biting on that either.
Yeah, he's due 14.6 this year, 15.6 next year.
So no, that's Daryl, and we've heard that's Daryl's biggest trade chip was him and Marquise Chris and a first round pick. But who wants two cans of trash and a first round pick?
Yeah, and just to that 35.5% 3-point percentage, that was through 2014-15 when he was with Milwaukee and Phoenix. His last 2 years in Phoenix, 34% and 32%. So going down.
Hello, Austin Rivers.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's what's going to be crazy. You know what else is crazy? Is I was looking at my I should be betting more. I really should. I've had a really good year so far in the NFL as far as my picks go. If you follow me on Twitter, I tweeted them out. But, man, if you're not getting that action, if you're not getting in on these games, you need to, and you need to do it with MyBookie. MyBookie is the online destination to get action on any game, whether you're using My Picks or somebody else's at the stations or Jerry Bowes or whoever it is. Man, make sure you're doing that with MyBookie and MyBookie.ag. They're safe. They're reliable. They've been in business for years. It's why I recommend them. And what I love about them is when you win, they pay you. When you want to get your money out, you get your money out. A lot of places, they're not going to pay you or they make it really difficult. They'll give it to you eventually, but man, you got to jump through so many hoops. Not the case with MyBookie. They've got some of the most rewarding player perks in the business. They've got, you could have bet the fantasy points and over under on players this year. All kinds of cool stuff. And here's the thing. You sign up right now, use promo code RADIO, get a 50% match on your first deposit. Put in $500, they'll match it with $250. It's that easy. Promo code RADIO, get a 50% match at mybookie.ag. You play, you win, you get paid at MyBookie.
ESPN 97.5.